In this video, I'm going to talk about the top four strategies to get clients with the webinar. So make sure you watch this until the end, because the fourth one might surprise you quite a bit. If you don't know me, my name is Simone Vincenzi, and I help businesses get clients with webinars every single time. And in this video, I'm going to show you what are the most effective webinar strategies, because not all webinars are created equal. In fact, depending on what kind of lifestyle you want to have, what kind of business you want to have, and what kind of clients you serve as well, different webinar strategies will make or break your business. So let's start with the first one. The first one is what a lot of people in the online space are doing, which means webinar launches. What does it mean? Every quarter or two times a year or three times a year, they will do a big promotion where they invite tons of people, whether they're promoting through affiliates, social media, email marketing, just to get as many people as possible to get a spike of revenues in their businesses. This is called the launch model, where you're doing a launch, you want to fill a certain number of clients in a short space of time, and you do all the marketing possible that you can in every quarter, and then you onboard tons of clients, and then that's it. Then you have a moment of relaxation in between. Now, pros and cons of this strategy. Pro is that if you are having a launch strategy or launch model, for example, there is opportunity to create a lot of buzz. It creates a lot of buzz. You find a lot of people that know about you, about your business. Whether people buy or not is great for brand awareness and is great for credibility. That's one of the best things that you can do, actually. And the downside, though, is that you can see in this moment of nothingness that are happening here, if the launch doesn't go well, which could happen, then you have a period of time where really, like, you're a bit screwed. Either you're scrambling, trying to put another offer, trying to put another webinar together, and it's so much work to get a launch done well that after, if it doesn't go well, it's very demoralizing. So many people, that's where they actually give up, because maybe a launch or two don't go well, and then they stop doing launches altogether, and the things webinars don't. So that's the downside of the strategy. If it goes well, fantastic, great. But if it doesn't go well, you're left in scramble mode and you spend months trying to make this launch work. We got to find something a bit better, right? The next strategy that we are talking about is where you're actually doing a monthly webinar. So you can see in this yellow graph here, every month there is a webinar. There is a cadence. You have a chance to onboard new clients every single month. You have a chance every single month for new people to know about you, know about your business, know about what you do, and then join your programs or your offers or your courses or your product or your services, whatever you sell. Pros and cons of this strategy. The pro is that you have a lot of chances to get new clients. Every month there is a new chance that you're going to onboard new people. And personally, this is one of my favorites. Why? Because if one month doesn't go well, guess what? I got the second month, right? I got another month after. If I got 2 months in a row that don't go well, I got the third month to recover. So it's helped me future-proof my business. But also remember that people have, you cannot force when people are ready to buy. So by showing up every single month, I know that the people that are going to be ready to buy that particular month, they have a chance to buy from me and not go from somewhere else. While what happens if you're just focusing on the launch model, you see that I don't have in the moment of gaps, there is nothing that people can buy unless you're doing more, you're adding more complex in the business. But often people are so exhausted after a big launch that you need that period of calm to prepare for the next one. While if you're doing the monthly webinars consistently, what's happening is that you continue to invite people every single month to your webinars, so the people that are ready to buy that month will buy from you and will not buy from someone else. Now, the downside of this business model is that you cannot use as much scarcity like you're using in the previous one. Because when you're doing a launch model, you know, there is a cart open, cart close, buy now, This is the offer that we have at the moment. It will not be repeated for 6 months, 3 months, whatever how many months. So there is an innate sense of scarcity. There, people's like, I gotta do this right now. If you are doing it every month, then people can say, let me join next month. Let me join next month. Let me join next month. So the way the offer is structured needs to be structured in a way that it adds either genuine scarcity or there is a great offer that people can buy, or you might change slightly the offers every month. But there are ways to create that sense of urgency to people that can buy it. But personally, this is my favorite because I want to give the right people a chance to buy every single month. And if I do it consistently, find a way to fill my pipeline every single month with new leads, then there will always be people buying. And so personally, that's what stopped the highs and lows of my business, because before my business looked like this. Big chunk of cash, nothing. Big chunk of cash, nothing. And if it didn't work out, it was nothing, then nothing. And then left scrambling. But now I always ahead. I always have leads. I always have people that can buy. Now to this, this is the second model. Now to this, we're adding the third model. The third model is the last one, is this one. And then there is a bonus one I want to show you. Where you're having an evergreen webinar. You see the green line underneath? This is your evergreen webinar. This is a webinar that people can watch at any given time. They go on your website, or there is a page, or maybe you're doing paid advertisement, and people can find the ads and then click and they watch it in real time, or they book a time next day or a couple of days after. It's a pre-recorded webinar. Is not live, while if you're going with the monthly model or the launch model, they are live. Here is pre-recorded, and people can go through, they want it, they buy it, and they can go through at any given time. Now, for a lot of people, this is considered the holy grail of webinar, because like this is the real like make money while you sleep kind of stuff, right? You don't need to show up live. Now, let me tell you the great side and the downside of this business. The great side is that, as I mentioned, you can get clients at any time. They watch it, they look at it, they get it through the presentation, they buy or book a call. It works for you even if you are not there. And I absolutely love that model, because in fact, I can have calls booked in my calendar or sales happening every single day without me having to show up live for it, which is amazing. Now, the downside of that model is A, if you don't have a live webinar that works already really well, like if your live webinar doesn't work really well and doesn't convert like crazy live, chances are it's gonna bomb when you automate it or make it evergreen. But why is that? The reason why is because if it's bad live, it's gonna be bad automated, right? And the thing is that live webinars, they convert always more than evergreen and pre-recorded. Why is that? Because there is a sense of community there. Like there's a sense of unity. I'm here with you. Let's do this together. And it's something that you really can't replicate in an evergreen model. And also, the moment that people realize that this is a pre-recorded presentation, what they do, they put it on their Google graveyards of tabs, right? You know what I'm talking about? You know all this training that you've been registering for, that now they're there on the tab at the top, and you said to yourself, I'm gonna go there, and then they stay there maybe for a few weeks. Then when you have tons of tabs open, then they go archived somewhere, and then at some point you just switch off. And the thing with evergreen webinars, you see here, this line here, is that you have way less people that are actually going to watch the damn webinar. So you've done all this work, you've put all this work in technology, automation, working on the presentation, but not many people are going to watch it. And so if you don't have such a high level of volume that goes through these automated webinars, it's really not going to work that well. So volume and quality of the webinar and the quality of the offer is what will make the biggest difference. And now, let's look at strategy number four. Strategy number four is the strategy that I love the most, where I bring everything together. What do I mean? Well, you have a strategy where you can combine all these modalities together. So every month, every quarter, I'm doing a launch. So I want every quarter a big webinar. We're spending a lot of time, money, energy, working with partners. I want to have as many leads as possible going through. And it's great for my brand. It creates a lot of new leads at the same time. Creates a big spike of cash. If it works well, the spike is even higher. If it doesn't work as planned, maybe we have still a higher spike, not a highest as planned. I'm not relying on that. So I'm using the launches to create a buzz to get tons of lead on at the same time. Then every month, I invite the people that didn't buy back. And I have two webinars that I'm alternating and they are live. I'm showing up live 1 month one and 1 month the other one. 1 month one and 1 month the other one. They're just two different angles to sell the same offer. By the way, at this point, I'm selling the same offer. I'm not changing any offer here at this point. I'm always selling the same offer. I'm selling the same offer on the launch. I'm selling the same offer on the monthly one, just like different angles and a different volume of people. So the reason why I love the monthly one is that every spike, every time I do a launch, there will be also tons of people that will not attend, they will not watch, they will not buy. So let me invite them back for the next 2 to 3 months and keep nurturing them on the live webinars. So then they have a chance to buy because somehow they registered, they were interested, but something happened where either it wasn't, the hook wasn't strong enough, they were busy, something happened to their life. So I want to find a way to re-invite them back. Now, let me give you now the other layer. Once you have that webinar that converts every single time, that works on a monthly basis, then you automate it. And so that's my third layer. I've got an automated webinar that runs at the background of my business where people can join every single day. And that's where the Holy Grail happens because the consumption rate and the retention rate is so low compared to a live webinar. What I do is I have my evergreen webinar, people register. I know the majority are not going to watch. I know the majority are going to attend. But guess what? I got my live webinar happening that month. So everyone that doesn't buy or doesn't attend, boom, come back to the live webinar. And you'll find that you might be thinking, oh my God, like this system is so complex. It's really not because the presentation and the offer and everything is the same. Whether I do my launch, whether I do my monthly webinar, or whether I have my evergreen webinar. I had a second one just because I've been doing this for so long that I have two. But you can make this work just with one presentation. And that's really where I think my philosophy on webinars comes from, because it's not about having a lot of webinars. It's not about having a lot of different offers. It's just about having one that works really well. And when you have that one that works really well, all you got to do is to make sure that people actually attend, that actually show up, and they actually buy. And then you keep refining and tweaking. You refine the offer, you refine the launch, you refine the webinar, until you are so happy that you can predict, even upfront, how many clients you're going to have every single time. But remember, webinars are a strategy that works if you don't just do one and then stop. You can see that what you are seeing here is consistency. Because every webinar will convert a slightly different way. So let's say I'm doing a launch. Maybe the one I'm doing in March is going to be better than what I'm doing in June. And it's going to be better than the one I'm doing in December. Maybe it's going to be lower. So what I'm looking for is to see what's the average of all the results that I'm getting by doing my quarterly launches, my monthly webinars, and having my evergreen. Now, it's simpler to implement than you think. The problem that a lot of people have is that their webinar really sucks or is really bad or the offer is not good. But the moment you crack the code of the offer and you have a great webinar and you have a good lead generation system, now all you're doing is repeating the same thing, which makes the business very scalable and very sustainable. And that's what I love. So I don't need to come up all the time with new webinars, new idea, new offer. No, I don't have a Frankenstein business anymore. I know where I direct my partners. I know where I direct my leads. I know where I direct all the people that want to buy. It's okay. Come to the webinar. Either you can watch it on an automated one, or you can come to the one live. When you're ready to buy, this is the offer, and this is how we can work together, which is our accelerator, right? So I came across this, decided to create this business model, and because I used to do this, I used to do this before. I used to have only the spikes. Then I decided, okay, let me add the layering monthly because I didn't want to have this ups and down and peaks and valley in my business, but I wanted to have a consistent one. And I was like, well, at this point, let me just have an automated one. So then the people that are ready to buy, they don't even need to show up live and I can get extra sales. So this is my favorite model, how I combine all the four of them. I think that the best one for someone to start is to do the monthly regular webinar because it's the most predictable of all. is the most predictable of all, because every month you have a chance to get in front of a new audience. Every month you have a new, fresh new start, compared to putting a lot of time and effort on a launch that if it's not going to work out, you're going to be very demoralized, deflated. But if it's going to work out, then you're swimming in cash. So it's more of a gamble, right? The launch model is more of a gamble compared to the consistent cadence of continuous clients. And then you're adding your evergreen. Your business is going to be in a great place. So if this is something you need help with in your business, just check the link below, because there is a way to get on a waiting list to work on our accelerator, where we will help you create and launch your webinar in 30 days. Whether you're running webinar already, you want to make it better, or is it going to be your first webinar, check it out, get on the waiting list. We open a few spots every single month for a few clients to go through this particular process. We had over 600 businesses going through it. So you will love it. Check the link below, apply, get on the waiting list, so then you get notified when we open the program again. Also, if you have any question about webinars, let me know below. I'd love to know. And if you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe. With this, I'll see you next time. And remember that together, we grow exponentially. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Explode Your Expert Business Show. If you enjoyed the interview, please subscribe to the show and leave us a review. Every week we will select a winner from the reviews that we get. So it might be you. Make sure you give us a review. It means the world to us, and that's how you can help us grow the show. Also, remember to download the Expert Business Checklist to get the roadmap on how to become an authority in your field. The link is in the show notes, or you can visit gtex.events/expert-checklist. So it's gtex.events/expert-checklist. And as well, finally, if you want to receive daily support in your coaching and speaking business, or explore how we can work together, join our private Facebook group, Explode Your Expert Biz. Again, you can find it on Facebook at Explode Your Expert Biz, or the link is in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, remember that together we grow exponentially.